Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In Louisiana, a man is arrested after stalking and killing his estranged wife. In Virginia, a man is arrested after he shoots his wife and then follows the ambulance to finish the job. And it's been 25 years since the Columbine Massacre, and Mike revisits it. These stories and more coming at you today, Thursday, April 25th, on Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
And I'm Mike Agavino. Thirsty Thursday. That's a great hoodie, Woody. I've not seen that hoodie yet.
That's a new one.
Is that a new one?
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to get... That's in the store right now?
I don't know if it's in the store or if Cindy made it for me personally. But I could design anything in the store. So
I like that one.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I didn't think I was going to get to wear it again with the weather. But it was a little chilly this morning.
I want to take a picture of that one and send it out. Right. It's a great color, too.
Right. Well, what else?
Well, it's Thirsty Thursday. What else?
It's Thursday.
O'Hara's ready?
O'Hara's is ready.
It's ready. Let me ready for me to... I am crashing.
Hey, more the welcome. More the merrier.
Is there a back room to crash if somebody gets...
We've got three condos upstairs.
Empty.
Should we put a picture by the front door with security? You see this, man?
Yeah.
I'll have a disguise on anyway.
That's funny.
I will have a disguise.
A crime, and let's get to some true crime time for Thirsty Thursday.
Deputies arrested a 49-year-old man this week after he placed a tracking device on his estranged wife's car, showed up at her place of employment unannounced, and later killed her. Deputies with the Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff's Office responded to a home where they found 45-year-old Lisa Hernandez covered in blood on the ground between her bed and a dresser. First responders performed life-saving measures on the victim, but they were unsuccessful. Investigators identified the victim's husband, David Hernandez, as the primary suspect in that case. A year after their separation, Hernandez began stalking Lisa and would randomly show up at her place of employment. Hernandez also sent his estranged wife a bouquet of flowers that included lilies, which are known as a death flower, and which she was highly allergic to. The sheriff's office said investigators discovered a tracking device on her vehicle that had been linked to David as well. On the day of Lisa Hernandez's death, David Hernandez staged a burglary, then dumped evidence into Lake Pontchartrain. Investigators managed to eventually recover the specific items he dropped into the water. That blew my mind that they were able to recover that stuff out of Lake Pontchartrain.
Yeah.
Detectives arrested Hernandez and booked him into the Tangipahoa Parish Jail on one count of second-degree murder. That's an automatic life sentence. He gets convicted of that.
Yep.
And one count of obstruction of justice.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what they do on the dive teams, which I've been a part of, recovery teams. And when, you know, even though you can't see anything, sometimes in Pontchartrain you can see 12 to 18 inches in certain spots, but
yeah,
most times you can't see a hand in front of your face, but they go down without sight and cordon off grids and search it inch by inch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, another case where emotions man, these estranged wives and these you know, current wives, oh, know. People stupid. Are beating
crazy.
Just
do you know who crazy. Was town of Killian down here, which is naturally on the Tickfall and all the waterways that surround it, in very, very small police department, like one person, full time. And do you know they have one or had, I don't know, it's still true, have one of the best dive research recovery teams. And you know who sponsored it?
Who?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Really?
Shaq has had a badge for the Killian PD. He is a big diver and was very
literally a very big diver.
Yeah, right. It, very, very instrumental in setting that all up, and he's, you know, bleeds blue.
Interesting.
Yep.
That's I'm shocked that he's that he does scuba. The foot to foot and a half of Ponch Train, are all these lakes similar?
It all depends on the weather stuff. I used to spearfish in both of them, Marpaw, Lake Marpaw and the Ponch Train. Dive down on the old stumps that they cut 200 years ago, the big giant cypress. And some of them are have holes in them so big you could drive a vehicle through it.
Yeah.
But you dive down and you look for a catfish and we spearfish them.
Yep.
But it just depends on the water clarity. Sometimes you have to drive different spots to the lake depending on which way the wind's blowing, et cetera.
But they're so shallow. You don't see the gator coming.
I've swam face to face with a gator before. Generally during May, I wouldn't do it just because that's gator breeding season. And that gator.
They'd be looking to breed with you.
Yeah,
gators. There's a safe time for a gator encounter?
I've never really had a problem with it. I mean, swimming my entire life. Other than one time I swam face to face, but the water was murky and he couldn't see me. I couldn't see him.
And underwater, it's safer, right? At the surface, it's a much bigger problem, or not?
I have no idea.
That's what swamp people say. I have no idea. I don't know that they know anything.
Well.
Jim, on the story, it is a year later he starts harassing her. That's a little bit strange, you know?
Maybe something triggered him.
Yeah. Realized he couldn't live without her.
She got a new deed or something.
Craziness. Yeah.
Don't know.
Shout out to Astepro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
My allergies are throwing my whole morning off. Do I sound different to you?
I love it. You sound like, it's that time of year there, bro.
I sound different to me. I feel like I'm in a submarine.
Yeah, well, have you tried Astepro? It's faster, bro. Oh. Right? Astepro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astepro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astepro delivers full prescription strength, indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Hey, I use this, and you should too, Jim. Last weekend, I planted my garden, and it's that time of the year, and my allergies really kicked up with it, right? I use Astepro every time my nasal allergies flare up, and I'm always amazed at how fast I'm back in the game, down on those rows, playing my stuff.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astepro. Go to AstaProAllergy.com for a discount so you can Astepro and go today. Astepro Allergy.com. It's faster, bro. Uses directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Astepro and go.
It's springtime, boys. The grass is green, the birds are chirping, and the kids will be out of school soon. That makes it the perfect time to plan a family vacation. And we know from the stories we cover that this is not exactly the time to take the family to the Caribbean. You don't want to end up in the middle of some cartel drug shootout. So this year, it's time to take an international journey. And of course, a big international trip is just one reason to learn a new language with Rosetta Stone. You might have a different one. Maybe you want to connect with family or friends living overseas. Maybe you want to acquire a new skill for work or better understand a certain culture. Rosetta Stone has helped me have fun with my mother and at least have partial conversations in Italian after only a few lessons.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and many more. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Intuitive process, you pick up a language naturally. Designed for long-term retention. Speech recognition. The true accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Rosetta Stone is convenient and an amazing value.
That's right, Woody. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Real Life Real Crime and Daily Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Sayonara.
Okay, we're going to go to Colorado, and last Saturday was an important anniversary because it was April 20th of 1999 that two students walked into Colorado's Columbine High School and killed 12 students and one teacher and also left over 20 other people injured. All 13 of the victims were remembered Friday night at a vigil that was held near the Colorado State Capitol. At the vigil, small candles flickered on 13 empty chairs and short biographies of the Columbine students were read one by one. After each, the attendees replied together, quote, "never forgotten," and then a bell tolled. Dave Sanders was the lone member of Columbine's faculty that was killed that day 25 years ago. Yeah. Sanders is largely remembered for his heroics. He ushered scores and scores of students out of the Columbine High School's cafeteria before he was gunned down. Sanders' daughter, Connie Sanders, said her father changed the world forever by saving hundreds of students. Quote, "the kids that he saved now have children. Those children will have children. So generations from now, people will know they exist because of his bravery." She said this at the ceremony that night, the vigil. "Over the years, we've learned, and the media has learned, not to share the names of the shooters and massacres like Columbine. But back in 1999, no one really considered the potential impact of making the shooters famous. And I don't want to say their names, so I'll refer to them as just E.H. and D.K. But E.H. and D.K. killed 12 students, one teacher, and wounded 24 others. After killing most of their victims in the school's library, they died by self-inflicted gunshot wounds. At the time, Columbine was the deadliest high school shooting in U.S. history. The ensuing media frenzy and moral panic led to Columbine becoming a byword for school shootings. Both E.H. and D.K. left behind journal writings and home videos foreshadowing the massacre and explaining their motives. They hoped their content would be viewed by the public extensively and inspire followers. Thankfully, much of the evidence has never been released by authorities. Horrifically, E.H. and D.K. have become pop culture icons, with the pair often portrayed, referenced, and seen in film, television, video games, music, and books." I don't know who would create any of that kind of content and would want to put those people in it. "But many killers since the shooting have taken inspiration from the pair. This is known as the Columbine effect, either hailing them as heroes, martyrs, and gods, or expressing sympathy for them. Just 2 days before the anniversary, we learned of the arrest of a Maryland teenager. I won't say his name either, but this kid outlined his plans in a 129-page document that a tipster flagged to authorities who arrested him on Wednesday on a charge of threats of mass violence. This all happened in Montgomery County, Maryland. In the document, the author writes about committing a school shooting and targeting an elementary school because he wants to be famous. In his writings, he allegedly explained that he wanted to attack his former elementary school because, quote, little kids make easier targets, and also, quote, strategized on how to access the easiest classrooms in his former high school. This situation highlights the critical importance of vigilance and community involvement in preventing potential tragedies. That, according to the Montgomery County Police Chief Marcus Jones, despite these mass shooting plans, he wrote that his real desire was to become a serial killer. He also wrote that he wanted to become a serial killer instead of a mass killer because serial killers are romanticized a lot more. Well, F you to this kid in Maryland, and on the 25th anniversary of the horror of Columbine, F you to EH and DK.
Changed everything.
Sure did.
Changed the way we responded to mass shootings. I remember it vividly.
Well, and that mistake, I mean, making those kids household names.
Fuck him.
That definitely had an impact on the rise of, you know, these same kinds of troubled kids, you know, ideating this kind of stuff.
A horrible tragedy.
Horrible. All of them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so many I think of when it comes to school shootings. It's just disgusting. Awful. Prayers go out to those families that are still suffering, I'm sure. Yeah,
forever.
Many.
Club you don't want to be a part of.
That's right. We're going to go to Virginia, and police have recently arrested a Virginia man after he shot and killed his wife at his parents' house in Florida. Officers with the St. Petersburg Police Department.
Yes, it is. Yeah, ding, ding.
Right, Ellis County.
Responded to a report of a shooting in a home. Police learned that 28-year-old Devin Hansen and his wife, 35-year-old Yasmin, were visiting from out of state when they got in a dispute and Hansen shoots Yasmin. Hansen and his wife were at his parents' house during that incident. The couple had been married since 2022, but Hansen had been residing in Virginia and his wife was staying in Michigan with their 1-year-old son. So apparently they already had some issues. Mm-hmm. Yasmin was in Florida for a work-related event and her husband joined her. Emergency personnel arrived at that home, but Hansen had already fled the scene in a black Cadillac CTS. Officials transported Yasmin via ambulance to the hospital, and get this, an officer rides along with her. He's, you know, I guess wanting to get information. Right. While in transit, that officer notices the black Cadillac chasing the ambulance on the interstate. Nearby police officers attempt to stop the vehicle and a pursuit ensues. The Cadillac eventually crashed into big landscaping rocks. Yasmin, sadly, was pronounced deceased at the hospital. Police took Hansen into custody on charges of first-degree murder, fleeing and eluding, and domestic battery. And he remains in the Pinellas County Jail. Chased the ambulance to finish the job.
First time for everything. First time I ever heard that.
Yeah. Well, usually you're trying to run and get out of there and get away. Mm-hmm. This guy did not care.
That's going to probably help his insanity plea, isn't it?
Possibly.
Crazy. Chasing the ambulance.
I would say that separation was a good decision. They should have stuck to their guns on that.
Yeah.
God, Pinellas, what's going on? A lot of stuff.
No lack of content in Pinellas, ever.
I mean, we do more Pinellas stores than Louisiana stores.
Yeah?
Seems like, anyway. Probably close to it.
They might be more wild than Louisiana and Pinellas.
I don't know.
They should get the old folks going again on the car races. Those are better ways to occupy their time than these horrible crimes. Where are we going now?
It's your turn.
I think we're going to cross the pond. We're going to cross the pond in a little while. A couple who had been together for over 40 years have now been accused of plotting the murder of the man's previous wife. Alan Morgan, who's now 73 years old, and Margaret Morgan, who's now 75 years old, are on trial in England, accused of arranging the brutal murder of Carol Morgan, who was killed in 1981 when she was 36 years old, and she at the time was the wife of Alan Morgan. Alan and Margaret, who have since married, have pleaded innocent. The couple from the city of Brighton in England have been accused of hiring a hitman to carry out Carol's murder 42 years ago. Carol Morgan was murdered in her shop, which was called Morgan's Store, in Bedfordshire. During the trial, which started earlier this month, on April 18th, prosecutor Pavlos Panayi said, quote, the murder of Carol Morgan was not a random attack. It was planned and paid for by the two defendants. She was killed on the evening of August 13, 1981, in a brutal attack by someone who has never been identified. He continued, that someone used an axe or a heavy knife or a machete to hack into her body and skull, causing horrifying injuries from which she died. Allen is believed to have been a year into an affair with Margaret at the time of his wife's murder. Panayi told the court that divorce wasn't an option for the couple due to their deep financial problems. Panayi stated the prosecution says these two individuals were involved in a passionate but forbidden and adulterous love affair, which was the background to a plan which they both hatched together in secret to arrange and pay for the murder of Allen's wife, Carol Morgan. Shortly after Carol's murder, Margaret left her then husband and moved in with Allen, and they've been together ever since. According to the BBC, on the day of Carol's murder, Allen took Carol's two children from a previous marriage to the movie theater, and they didn't return until almost 11 p.m. So Margaret was alone at the shop after closing time, and they lived there, so she stayed afterward. The prosecutor claimed Allen didn't have a strong relationship with his stepchildren and had never taken them to the movies before. So this was a plan to get them away so that she would be left alone in the shop. Per the BBC, Carol closed the shop at 6. After she closed, an attacker or attackers entered the premises and struck. At the time, Allen stated that almost $500 in cash had been taken from the shop, along with around $44 from the cash register and 1,400 cigarettes. I guess they sold cigarettes in that shop. Police found no sign of any forced entry, and Allen said that he had played no part in the murder. The prosecution said the motivation for the crime was never just cigarettes or cash. This was a planned murder. The couple was finally charged after nearly 40 years because a witness came forward. Jane Bunting, who's now 60 but was 17 at the time of the murder, came forward in March of 2021 after police reopened the case. At the time of the murder, Bunting was dating a well-known criminal named Danny Mayhew. Margaret and Allen allegedly asked Bunting if she knew anyone who could, quote, help them murder Carol. Presumably, they were referring to Mayhew, the boyfriend. According to the prosecution, Bunting was shocked and appalled, and she left the pub that they had the discussion in. The prosecution believes Bunting's account provides additional support for their case. The defendants together wanted Carol Morgan dead and had begun a plan for the recruitment of a man to kill her. We do not know who they eventually found to commit the murder, and that man may never be brought to justice, prosecutor said. But as we record this episode, we await the judge's decision in this case. So, Woody, you've had a lot of cold cases break with witnesses coming forward years after the crime, right? I mean, this is oftentimes the way a cold case gets solved.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only way it gets solved, unless DNA comes into play now. But the got to have it. Somebody knows something. And, you know, I wonder what that woman's thinking when I'm going to kill his wife and just magically hope that one day he doesn't want to kill me.
Right.
You know? Crazy.
Those Brits. Those nutty Brits.
Well, we're going to go back on this side of the pond, and we're actually going to go with an American favorite here, which is Denny's. Very popular here in the States. And police and paramedics showed up at a Denny's restaurant after several staff members were pepper sprayed. And the cook's ex-girlfriend, who is his young daughter's mother, ended up facing criminal charges. That suspect, later identified as Lakeisha Harris, drove off before officers arrived at that Denny's in Florida. She was trying to call the father while he was at work, but he was busy with several orders. He couldn't answer the phone.
He had some Grand Slam breakfast to get out there. Come on.
So she then shows up. The manager told the father that Harris was causing a commotion in the restaurant. The father left the kitchen to meet with Harris at the server station, and she yells at him about their daughter, who is 3 years old. Harris attempted to pepper spray the father And with his quick reflexes, he turned around and got sprayed on the back and neck area. Other employees got sprayed as well. And worse, the manager confirmed Harris had been there before, causing trouble by yelling at other servers and the father. This time, she yelled at the servers and pepper sprayed the other employees in an attempt to get the father. The manager got pepper sprayed in the right eye, but he did not require medical assistance and did not want to press charges. He just wanted her to never return again. A 68-year-old waitress who got sprayed directly in her eyes was hurt and did want to press charges. Mm-hmm. She told police she got it in both eyes, which caused her a lot of pain. The waitress could not provide a sworn written statement at the time due to the effects of the spray, and after she was treated, a family member drove her home. Police added there were traces of spray located on the refrigerator at the service station where Harris deployed the sprayer. Officers finished at the restaurant and went to Harris's home, making contact with Harris and asking what occurred at the Denny's restaurant earlier that evening. Harris stated she went to Denny's to talk with the father, and that was it. Nothing else happened. That's what she said. That's when she was arrested, and the father arrived shortly after to pick up the daughter. Harris, who is 34, was charged with battery and battery on a person 65 or older.
Wow.
It's just a discussion, just a normal discussion.
You just never know what you'll see at Denny's.
Yeah. I think I've been to one in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, he's a Waffle House guy.
No. I've only been to like 3 or 4 Waffle Houses.
IHOP.
I've only been to like 1 IHOP.
Local diners.
I don't really have any.
Starbucks. But then
I went to Denny's like on a ski trip or something. We were driving in the Colorado. I remember eating there.
I used to go there after Texas Club because it was on the Denny's? Way home. Yeah. And 2:30 in the morning.
It'd be packed. Yeah.
That buffet was good.
Really? They had a buffet?
Yeah, they had a buffet.
The fuck up a buffet back in the day.
Yeah.
Man, the best when you're on the interstate driving for hours, place to stop like that is Cracker Barrel.
I mean, well, I've only gone there. I used to take one of the old timers I worked with, state police. He had all the other old timers that he hired out of retirement to work for him in the background investigation unit. I mean, we shared an office. But anyway, we would go up to Alexandria and we'd eat the Cracker Barrel. Mm-hmm. That's where, you know, investigators come in from all over the state.
They do
central
that
location.
Country ham and egg breakfast.
Not really into all that.
I don't like the country ham.
No, I didn't say I didn't like it. I just don't. I never had it.
Unless okay. You make it. You kill the hog, and make the country
a whole
ham.
Different store.
Yeah.
Actually, you should check that out. I dated a girl in high school whose family was the Gwaltney family down in Virginia who did the – they were – I think Smithfield bought their company years later, but it's the heavily salted
– cured ham.
Cured hams.
Yep.
They're great. Nashville. Let's go to Nashville.
Broad Street.
On April 18th – Shanika Coward was arrested by the Nashville Metro PD for allegedly threatening a colleague at the Academy of McCrory Lane. This is a school. Coward, 29, was taken into custody by the Rapid School Safety Team at this preschool, and witnesses told police that she made threats against another teacher and the school after an argument. She also threatened to, quote, retrieve a firearm. Authorities said. Cowart was charged with assault, threat of mass violence at a school, and 2 counts of carrying a weapon onto school property. Police recovered a handgun from her purse and a secure firearm that they found in the driver's side of her car. Cowart was allegedly heard making threats, including, quote, "When I start shooting, you better run," a teacher told police. She also claimed to have a gun, quote, on her and threatened to, quote, "shoot up the daycare." According to a police report, Cowart denied the claims and denied having had a gun on her. Cowart's being held by Nashville Metro in lieu of a $37,000 bond. Her arrest came a week after lawmakers in the state advanced a proposal that would allow some teachers to carry handguns in public schools. The bill is in reaction to last year's deadly school shooting in Nashville. The Tennessee State Senate voted 26-5 to pass Senate Bill 1325, which allows a teacher or faculty member that meets certain requirements to possess and carry a handgun or firearm on school grounds. In order to carry a handgun, they must have a handgun carry permit. They must have written authorization from both the school's principal and local law enforcement, and they must undergo 40 hours of handgun training. The worker must also not be prohibited from purchasing, possessing, and carrying a handgun under the laws of the state of Tennessee or federal law as determined by background check. So I feel pretty confident saying I highly doubt that Cowart would have passed any of those requirements. She's carrying a gun around her daycare. She's got a gun in the car. She's threatening other people in the daycare. I don't know.
That's why they have the laws. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
Well, and I do think, especially given all of those precautionary measures, the hurdles that teachers will have to climb through, that that teachers like Sanders at Columbine are going to go through the next necessary steps to be able to carry a gun to save kids in the event of something crazy happening at school.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. I'm not against it.
No.
I mean, I believe if everybody knew
that, I think if they're trained and
yeah, if everybody's
all of that
and the bad guys know that, and then students or whoever wants to do it, certainly you never know how many it's going to deter. Because that's the reason why they hit schools and churches and shit, because it's easy targets.
Right. And they have some kind of reasonable expectation of what response time is going to be.
Right.
And it could be immediate in the case of that new law. Do you guys know what May 12th is? Sunday, May 12th?
Mama's Day.
That would be correct. It's Mother's Day. So let me ask you, do you basically get your mom the same gift every year for Mother's Day? Maybe some flowers, some chocolates, maybe a robe or a framed photo, boring stuff, right?
Right.
Well, let me tell you about something that's totally cool and different from Mother's Day that will never wilt, spoil, or put an extra 10 pounds around her waist. I'm talking about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty unique. Cool, right?
Right.
Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. Your mom can either type a response to the email, or she can record her voice if she prefers to do that, or she can do both. Cool. And MyLifeInABook.com then compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book, as well as an audiobook. And if you want, and she's up to the task technically, you know, the audiobook is a great extra thing to be able to do. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and your future generations can treasure. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is kind of your chance to give her a way to share them. Every family's a little bit different, and in my family, we love to give each other a really hard time. So I've taken the approach in doing this of asking my mom to comment on some of those family moments that might be a bit embarrassing to other family members. Last week, my question was, Mom, did you feel guilty that day you hit me over the head with your wooden clog and Dad had to take me to the hospital for 8 stitches? Mom's response, back in the day, I was the disciplinarian of the house, and when you were 8 years old, you refused to get out of Nancy's, that's my sister's, plastic kiddie pool. I told you 10 times to get out of the damn pool. You didn't listen, so I chased you around the yard, and when you slipped, I nailed you right on the head. That was the last time you got in that kiddie pool. Of course, Dad had to lie to the ER and tell him that that you fell on your head, but I nailed you good. The entire process with My Life in a Book is simple. And in the end, Mom will have a great keepsake that can remain in your family for generations.
Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC for 10% off today.
Save big on brunch for Mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we're going to go, we're going to go to Woody, because I think we got a little Woody kinkiness
for Thursday
to work in here today.
Yeah, kinky crimes for
Uber. Got an Uber
Thursday.
Driver?
I don't.
No Uber driver.
I do have a Louisiana story.
Mm.
In Monroe. A
lot of kinkiness in Louisiana.
Right? And this, a lot of times we don't. I shouldn't say this. Y'all already know that they, anything north of Alexandria, we don't consider South Louisiana.
Right.
We'll leave it at that. But the Monroe in the far northeastern part of the state, there's a lady, you know, she's feeling a little amorous, frisky, and not really a problem until she forced her way into a male neighbor's home.
Oh.
Well, when she did that, she wanted to have a threesome with him and his girlfriend.
Hey.
After she forced away.
And he called the cops?
Mm-hmm. So, basically he called the cops. And the complaint at the apartment complex in Monroe, the patrolman was told by the man that upon answering a knock at the door, an unknown neighbor forced her way into the residence.
Oh, they didn't even know her.
They didn't even know her, yeah.
Right. So the woman, the victim said, began to trying to have sexual activities with him and his girlfriend.
Immediately, like before introducing yourself.
That's it. Hey, let's get go. It on. Let's roll.
I'm in heat.
I want all three of us, right? I'm in heat. Yeah, that's it.
I thought I was quick on the foreplay front. She breaks any record there.
She had an all-time record probably. But it was a late-night incursion, and it didn't result in a three-way like she wanted, right? But she did end up in handcuffs. Mm. And the police searched the area. They located her at a nearby Circle K, and she was identified as Shadona Rashanette Hurd, 31 years old. And, of course, the male victim picked her out and all that. She was arrested and charged with a shitload of charges. And including resisting an officer.
And
all the
soliciting a threesome.
Sex and everything else. Yeah.
Might have been some drugs involved.
I'm gonna bust in the door and let's get it on. Marvin Gaye.
He must have been one sexy.
Happens in my house all the time.
He must have been one sexy dude, though. I mean,
maybe so.
Don't know her, never said hi to her, and she's busting your door down to get at you.
Maybe she was trying to get after the girlfriend.
Yeah, she might have been trying to get the girlfriend. That's a very good point.
Had a share. There's a kinky crimes for one.
Sharon is caring.
Wild Monroe.
Is it wild up in Monroe? I didn't know there was a north versus south thing in Louisiana. There's kind of a north versus south.
Well, I mean, still Louisiana. We love our peeps. But
that's right.
This more country.
Where's the Mason-Dixon line of Louisiana?
Around Alexandria.
Mile High.
We're back in the air.
And we're going to Memphis. And authorities in Tennessee say a woman is facing a felony charge after a large amount of marijuana was found in her luggage.
There you go.
And when I tell you a large amount.
How much?
Well, police at the Memphis airport say Kiera Carter, who was 21, was found carrying nearly 60 pounds of marijuana.
That's a fucking full rucksack in the Army.
That's an oversized bag. Yeah, you can't even carry on
that
much. That's
how you got to pay this.
You had to be able to smell that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 60 pounds in her luggage while traveling this past Sunday. According to airport police, Carter gave them consent to search her bags after it appeared one had busted open in the luggage cart. So she's got weed pouring out of her bag on the luggage cart. Officers said this led them to discover actually 56.5 pounds of marijuana. Carter has been charged, obviously, with marijuana possession with intent to sell, a felony offense. Yeah, she couldn't say that was personal use only.
for the rest
of I smoke some pretty big blunts, me and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, three generations of my family personally.
Right. So
there you go.
I bet there were like a line of like 50 canines that were all racing toward that airport that picked up that that scent.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know how you wouldn't have smelled that, you know, the whole time.
No, I mean, that's had to be the only thing in that suitcase.
That's like 200 grand worth of weed at wholesale prices.
Is it?
Yep.
I don't know what pot costs anymore.
It's cheap.
Well, today we've got sort of a combination of a dummy and a raise them up wrong segment. We're going to go to Michigan, where according to officials, a Michigan grandmother allegedly helped her granddaughter beat up a fellow student at an elementary school. Mm. Mount Morris Township Police said the grandmother and her granddaughter were dropped off at McMonagle Elementary School on Thursday for a behavioral meeting. Upon entering the school, the grandmother and the granddaughter allegedly spotted another girl that the granddaughter had not been getting along with. So grandma did what any grandma would do. She, along with her granddaughter, followed that girl into the bathroom. Once inside the bathroom, grandma is accused of holding the girl down, hands behind her back, while her granddaughter pummeled her.
Okay.
I guess that happens. McMonagle Elementary spokesperson Jamal Bransford said in a statement to WNEM-TV that no other children were injured after the incident and that the administration is investigating how the grandmother managed to bypass their security protocols and gain unauthorized access to school premises. On Thursday, April 18th, an unfortunate incident transpired at McMonagle Elementary involving a grandparent of a student who managed to circumvent security protocols and gain unauthorized access to the school premises. The Mount Morris Township Police Department immediately investigated the incident. It is crucial to emphasize that no other children in the school were involved or harmed during the incident. The safety and security of our students are our topmost concern. Grandma was taken into police custody.
So
grandma going with granddaughter to rough up somebody in the bathroom.
Yeah, messing my grandma.
Yeah, grandma.
That's a badass, but dumb grandma.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Woody Overton, any final thoughts?
Oh, all the usuals. Love and appreciate y'all. And if O'Hare's is going down tomorrow night, you will have seen it all over social media and everything. I will be there Friday, Saturday night. If it's not going to go, I'll let you know.
Yep.
Did you put the dunking tank in there? Is the dunking tank in there?
No.
Okay.
No. Got some amusements in there. Pool tables, basketball hoop.
Dancing girls.
What else?
Multiple no boxes.
Okay. Plenty, I was going to say, I'll
plenty of beer. I'll
take a run in the dunk tank, but I'll play a little one-on-one with some.
I'm sure we can improvise and put one in.
Sure, we can find a way to torture you, Mike, if you're open to that. look forward to that. Hey, folks, we're all at some point going to be going to be 6 feet under, or our pets are going to no longer be with us. When that time comes, don't forget about our friends up in Broussard under that big American flag, Roy, Kristen, and Kristen. And don't forget that they got a boat now.
Yep. They are the shit, the real deal, and such legit people.
Awesome. Right? People.
And that's why their business is so well-known is because of the customer service and the products. Everything, the services they provide is just stupid. You would never believe unless you got to see it. And if you're going to be a customer of theirs.
Well, and now that the SS Aglet is sailing, that's another option for everyone. Remember, L.A. Crematory.
Roy, if you name it the SS Aglet, we're giving the U.S. Navy permission to have torpedo products. Name it anything but that.
Yeah. That's right.
That hurts. Anyway, we love them. That hurts, Woody.
We love them underneath the greater American flag of Broussard. And you know what the tagline is, boys.
Rest easy. All right.
That's all I got.
That's all you got. Mike?
Enjoy your Thirsty Thursday. Meet us over at Woody's Place, O'Hara's. What's the address again, Woody?
132-136 3rd Street. It's pretty big.
3rd Street.
Downtown Baton Rouge. The police station is right on the corner, directly across, right next door to the Landmark Hotel.
Yep. All right. Until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Everton.
And I'm Mike Agavino.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Aglets.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.